This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anastasia.
Are you panicking about getting home?
No.
Because you're complaining about your hair before going, oh my God, it's going to get wet.
Yeah, I am worried about my hair.
Although I would like to say something does stink, darling.
Does it?
It's coming from your hair. Like I was standing over you when I was reading the run sheet and something, I don't know, I was getting a little bit uncomfortable because you usually smell good, but today.
You know what it is? Someone told me that if you want to stop your hair thinning, you rub raw onion in it.
Oh, my God. Is that what you've
done? So you grate an onion.
Yeah. But I thought you weren't worried about your hair thinning. I asked you this question last week and you said, I would have done it by now.
I wanted to test it.
Yes.
And see if it works. So I rubbed one in.
Well, I'll tell you what, you don't look like you've got a full crop of hair this morning.
Maybe it's
nothing's changed.
It's probably burning it out. It takes time. You've got to do it every day and you've got to put it in and you've got to rub it into your scalp, this onion.
Right.
And leave it there for half an hour.
Do you use white or red?
I'm using white.
So you're going the hardcore.
So apparently it doesn't matter what sort of onion.
Yeah, well, the white one's probably better because it's got more acid in it.
Yeah, well, you put it on, you feel a tingle.
You might actually get rid of your hair. Careful. Maybe use the Spanish red one because it's got a bit of sweetness in there.
Or I'll use spring onions. Just lie them in there. Roll my hair.
So how long are you going to be doing that for?
I don't know. I have to find out. But you've got to do it for a few weeks.
Well, since when have you been into alternative therapy?
Oh, my God.
Well, darling, you reek. You really do.
You've got to put up with me in this locked studio.
I know. Well, you know what? Thank God I don't have to put up with you on the weekend because everyone's going to be a recluse. Welcome to my life. Because, no, we can't go anywhere. It's actually really scary.
Yeah, the weather.
Yes.
I know. I was meant to be going down and doing some paddle boarding this weekend, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Darling, it's not going to be happening.
And you'll hear about...
You'll be paddle boarding in your bloody backyard.
You'll hear man washes up in Perth.
Yeah, it's online. Really, really scary, but apparently it's going to be dumping 3 months' rain in 3 days.
Wow.
So just get your head around that in itself. So we're going to have to be very, very careful.
Well, you know what I did yesterday? I got up on the ladder and cleaned out my gutters.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because last time this happened, it just all flowed back under my eaves.
Oh, so you're preparing for the weekend.
I'm preparing. Everything's organised.
Oh, lovely.
Fuzzy and I got up there and cleaned them out, put his gloves on so that I'm ready.
Oh, good. Yeah, so. Very, very scary stuff, darling. But this is the Mother Earth talking to us and saying, don't crap on me.
Absolutely. I'm not happy.
Yep.
Look after me.
Exactly right. She's having a tantrum. This morning on the tram, it was packed this morning. Usually there's probably about, you know, 6 people on the tram today. It was really busy. There was one guy, though, that was taking up the whole seat and he was his legs were completely apart.
Right.
He had blood on his knees.
Oh.
Yeah. And
as in he'd scratched himself?
I think he had scratched himself or fallen over and he was snoring like a trooper.
Oh, he probably had a big night.
He had a big night. It was pretty obvious. But the legs were apart and I had to put my headphones on because I couldn't deal with the snoring, right? But I thought, oh, my God. If I was to spread my legs, I got a little bit triggered because I thought if I was to spread my legs like that, and I have before at school, I've been told off for it.
Told off?
So, yeah, I've been told off by a teacher for spreading my legs.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and she was just like, that is very unladylike, Anastasia. Can you please close your legs? And I remember I felt quite shamed by it and I remember thinking at the time, yeah, she's right, it's not ladylike. Because I've grown up in a Greek family. Women do this and men do that, you know.
But what do they mean ladylike?
Well, ladylike means ladies don't burp, ladies don't fart, ladies don't, you know.
Well, we seal
ladies
you
shut their mouths. I mean, you know, misogyny world, hello.
No, I don't have a problem with it. You know, there's a...
Well, you better not.
There's a trend at the moment. No, if you're relaxed, you sit however you want.
Exactly.
As long as you're not encroaching on someone else.
Yeah, exactly. So if you've been in public, have you ever seen a woman woman spreading?
Well, I did see a woman spreading today, but I don't think she was doing it voluntarily. She'd had a group of women got on the tram this morning. They'd had a big night.
Right.
You could tell they had a big night.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was a large lady, but for some reason she decided she was going to show that she could stand up
Oh, my God, hilarious.
And she kept falling over because the lady who was driving the tram was jerking the tram.
She's probably doing it.
She fell over about three times and she just gets up giggling her head off. So she sort of did spread herself, but not in a voluntary way. But there is a trend that started in New York when a 37-year-old female subway rider was punched in the face complaining about a man-spreading fellow commuter. And after the incident, many women have taken it upon themselves to spread the word about manspreading on different social media platforms and regain their place.
Oh, wow.
How's that?
Good on them.
So there's a hashtag woman spreading, and it's made a big splash on Instagram. You've got celebrities like Emily, I can't say her surname.
Yep.
Bella Hadid and several others who are doing
it. I think J-Lo's in that mix as well.
J-Lo's in there, yes, absolutely. So
wow.
Yeah, I think it's great. So it's not just A-listers. Females across the world are doing it.
Yeah, well, so they should. We should never, ever have to think about woman spreading.
I agree.
Yeah, let's I'm going to spread them now, actually.
Oh, there's a light, a bright light.
It's World AIDS Day today, and it's also Joy's birthday. And what do you do on a day like this? I've always been involved in Joy, so...
In terms of World AIDS Day?
Yeah.
I go, so for me... It's having lost a lot of friends to it. In fact, a significant number of people that I came out with. I go to, the old Fairfield Hospital has a memorial garden out the back. And I don't know if many people, it's sort of been forgotten. It doesn't seem to be part of the celebrations as far as I'm aware anymore. But I go there every year on World AIDS Day. Just contemplate, because it was a garden where a lot of people who are unwell would go and reflect when they had their time in Fairfield Hospital, which of course used to be the treatment place for HIV and AIDS.
Yeah.
And the very sad thing is there's, and I've heard numbers from 50 to 75 people who did die of AIDS, and they were disowned by their families. So they didn't get funerals, you know, they weren't shown any respect, and their ashes are scattered in this memorial garden.
Oh, that
it's
is
really,
really
sad.
Sad.
Really, really sad. And I think it's important for me. I don't want to forget about these people because
of course
I do know two people who are there. And so I go there and just reflect for a little while, for 5 minutes every World AIDS Day. So if you want to know where that is, it's at the back of the Melbourne Polytechnic, the Fairfield campus there on Yarra Bend or whatever that road is.
Yeah, right, okay.
With the old Fairleigh Women's Prison.
We can also leave some details on our Facebook page.
Today is World AIDS Day. It raises awareness across the world and the community about the issues surrounding HIV and AIDS. It's a day for people to show their support for people living with HIV and to commemorate people who have died. And joining us on the line is Susie Malhotra, Acting CEO of Living Positive Victoria. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning, Warren. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Susie, can we just start with why is it called World AIDS Day and not World HIV Day?
Very good question. And one we get asked quite a bit. Now, in Australia, we are very fortunate that we have an epidemic that's based on HIV and not AIDS. And AIDS, unfortunately, still affects many people in the rest of the world. Last year, there were 37 million people living with HIV and AIDS, and we lost 1 million people to AIDS. So World AIDS Day is really a time for us not just to celebrate those who are still living and living well with HIV, but to also remember those who've gone before us and those who still don't have the access to treatments, care and support that we're fortunate to have here in Australia.
And it's almost, when you say 1 million people worldwide, that's a huge number. And it's not visible to us here, is it? Because we do have such...
No, not at all. We're very fortunate here.
One of the things I do, Susie, is I go down to the old memorial garden at the old Fairfield Hospital on World AIDS Day and just sit there and reflect on those that did pass, and in particular those who have their ashes scattered there, who whose family disowned them during the height of the epidemic. That must have been just a horrible thing to go through for those people.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things when you say about, you know, it's not visible, or, you know, you don't see HIV or AIDS, what we actually continue to talk about is the stigma that many people face during that time and still continue to do so. There's a lot of misconceptions about what somebody living with HIV is about, people who, you know, are sort of the stereotypes of who contract HIV. The reality is that HIV can affect anyone, and those who've gone before and were ostracized and it didn't receive the support, love and care that many people can get today. It's a really sad acknowledgement, but one that can't ever be forgotten.
Now, Susie, if you've got HIV and you do have an undetectable viral load, there's some new research, isn't there, that says that you can't transmit the virus. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. There's a consensus statement, which basically sort of means it stands for U equals U. And we now have categorical proof and a lot of research, in fact, research that came out of the Kirby Institute not very long ago, that said that if people got tested quickly, got onto treatment as soon as possible, and managed their treatment well, they could get what is called an undetectable viral load. This undetectable viral load actually ensures that people cannot transmit HIV. So there's a real push, especially in Australia, to get people to come through the system, get tested, get treated, and once you've got an undetectable viral load, you're untransmissible and you're uninfectious.
Do you think that that's going to have an impact on stigma, Susie? Because, if you're having sex with someone who is HIV positive, who does have an undetectable viral load, effectively it's a known risk, as opposed to having sex with someone who perhaps doesn't know their HIV status and therefore potentially a viral load could be high.
Yes, our greatest concern is for those who don't know their status. So if somebody has been tested and treated, it's a game changer. And it also, the stigma comes into it, yes, again, where we talk about the self-stigma that people with HIV have had for so many years and continue to do so, where they think they're less than perfect or less than human. And it does so much to address what people with HIV have been feeling for so long. So, yes, we completely support that this is a game changer. It does put a shared responsibility on both negative and positive men. Certainly with negative men or negative people, we have PrEP. The other side of a very balanced equation is the U equals U statement, and to also achieve undetectability where possible.
And Susie, one more thing. In terms of people who've been living with HIV for a long, long time, from, say, the early 90s or, whenever, what are we doing for the mental health impacts for those people? Because I sort of feel like sometimes we forget about the older members of our community. Times change, but their mental health has been impacted significantly by living with this virus.
Absolutely. And I think this day of all days is a day to remember that everyone has had a very different journey with HIV and AIDS. And significantly to remember that those who actually were living with HIV many years ago have so many lessons that others can learn from, to ensure that people with HIV are noticed, are supported and are cared for. And it's just not a physical condition. There are so many other impacts that a long-term diagnosis with HIV can have on you. So it's imperative of us to ensure that people are actually in the system, that they're getting not just treatment and support, but they're being addressed for a whole range of other issues that can be poor mental health, that can be living with, other infections that have been caused by the heavy toxins of the HIV treatments in the early days, and to ensure they receive the same respect and the care and attention that anyone who might be diagnosed today is as well.
And Susie, we know you've got a busy schedule today, so we'll let you go, but just one more question. What events are happening today around Melbourne for World AIDS Day?
So we begin very shortly at 9 o'clock this morning at the Doherty Institute. Now, this is an event that's open to everyone and is free. The Health Minister, Jill Hennessy, will be launching World AIDS Day at 9 o'clock this morning and talking about the Victorian government's commitment to addressing how people with HIV continue to be supported and cared for. And it's also going to be followed by a hypothetical chat show. It's a community forum that will take place at 11:30 at the Doherty as well. And we've got a panel of experts talking about, and the theme of it is from Grim Reaper to U equals U. So a very apt and timely discussion about what we remember from HIV and AIDS in the early days to what our hopes and successes are for today through U equals U. And there'll be last one at the PLC tonight. There's the annual memorial to remember all of those who've gone before us. And that starts at 6 o'clock at the Positive Living Centre in Prahran.
Lovely. Hi, Susie. It's Anastasia here, darling.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, love. How are you?
Oh, good, darling. Hey, we just got a message in on 0427JOY949 and it's a question saying, what about women living with HIV? So I just wanted you to touch on it a little bit.
Absolutely. Now, we've been very successful in addressing how HIV has impacted a mostly major group of men who have sex with men and gay men, the epidemic can't be over until we start addressing some of the groups of people who have traditionally fallen through the loop. So we look at women, we look at people from multicultural communities, Indigenous communities, it's imperative that we look at the issues as they affect women, and they're very, very different for women. You know, the way women live with medications, the way women live with HIV, and the other factors that impact on their lives as mothers, as carers, as partners. It's a very different journey and sometimes a more challenging journey for women. So nobody should be left behind when we talk about the advances in HIV.
Yeah, exactly.
Susie, thank you so much for chatting to us on Joy Today.
Thank you.
Susie Malhotra, Acting CEO of Living Positive Victoria.
Another day, darling.
Another day. It's very wet.
It is very wet. Now, are you nervous?
Nervous about the rain?
Well, the lockdown. Apparently we've got so much rain coming that we're going to have to barricade ourselves in the house.
No, I'm not nervous. I'm more nervous for my puppy dog because he hates the thunder. He gets very scared. He starts shaking.
Oh, the poor darling.
Oh, it's terrible.
I've got a confession to make. Do you know what I've been doing throughout the whole show about the rain, thinking in my head, oh, my God.
I thought you were going to say you were doing something else.
No, I wasn't doing anything else. I was thinking, oh, my God, there's not enough food in the house. Like, I was
thinking about
is what's in the pantry, what's in the fridge. Oh, my God, I'm not going to have enough food. What if there's too much rain and I can't drive to the supermarket? All I could think about was my appetite.
You'll be able to go to the supermarket.
I better, because I'll be devastated if I can't eat.
It's just rain. You might need your snorkel and your wetsuit to get there, but you'll be fine.
Look, I hope everyone needs to stay very, very safe. Avoid freeways at all cost, my darlings.
Yeah, avoid the roads.
And look, a lot of things have been cancelled on the weekend anyway, so just be safe and enjoy the rain, I guess.
Have a fantastic weekend. We're going to get wet as we get
out of here. We're going to get so wet, and Mother Earth is just imagine her pissing down on you.
We'll see you next week. Enjoy.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.